Tragically, domestic violence continues to be the scourge on our society. It leaves many women not only destitute but often homeless. Ahead of the federal election, the Uniting SA is highlighting the problem with a call for a national housing strategy for victims of domestic violence. Uniting SA's Jen Hall joins us in the studio, along with Robin, who endured decades of abuse before escaping. Firstly to you, Jen, just how widespread is this issue?
Morning, Graham. Look, it is a very alarming issue, and it's almost an invisible epidemic, particularly for older women who have spent their lives caring. Often they're out of the workplace, so they haven't built up large superannuation pools. And as you say, all it takes is a change in health or experience of family violence, and they do find themselves very vulnerable to homelessness. And we've found, actually, that there's been a doubling of older women over 55 appearing in our community housing and affordable housing area over that time, and coming forward in a range of different kind of services to seek help.
So we have an election pending. What would you ask of the current government and the possible government? What do you want to see them do?
Well, I think it really is a factor of supply. We actually... last year opened a purpose-built community housing complex for older women in the northwestern area, and we did that with some funding from SA Housing Authority and land donated from the local gospel church, and that provided a great, safe, affordable option. And community housing providers like Uniting SA are really different and special because we can provide capped rent for people that is affordable, and people can go on from there to have great outcomes and buy their own homes. So it really does offer a different kind of place in the service system. And we have land, and all we really need is a bit more government funding, and we can provide more homes for people in need.
Thanks for that, Jen. Let's now have a chat to Robin. Robin, thanks for joining us. 37 years of abuse. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah, good morning, Graham. I came from regional SA, moved to Adelaide 5 years ago due to the breakdown of my marriage, put up with 37 years of domestic violence, as you said, came through the homelessness gateway and ended up in Catherine House. And through Catherine House, I was actually housed with Uniting SA in one of their homes. And yeah, without that like stepping stone and somewhere to live, affordable housing, being on Centrelink doesn't really like do it. You can't afford mainstream rent. So being with Uniting SA and being able to go back to TAFE and do some courses, and I was able to get a job, and I've recently moved on, but yeah.
Being in an abusive relationship for such a long time, you must feel vulnerable, and when you leave it, you know, it must be hard to know which way to turn.
It is, for a lot of reasons. I walked out with nothing. I walked out on a business, and I walked out on my own home, to be safe from my ex-husband. And yeah, it does leave you vulnerable. Also, as a homeowner, I had no rental history. So that made it even harder, to get back into the rental market.
Jen, how often do you hear stories similar to Robin's?
Look, we're seeing stories at a level that we really haven't seen before. People are coming forward who, like Robin, have never needed any support or any help before, and they're not really sure where to go. So we really encourage people to come forward and ask for help, and we'll certainly provide any support that we can and referrals. We work with Catherine House and other services that are specifically aimed at supporting family violence. So it really is a rising area of concern for us.
You're looking for more affordable community housing. Have you had any feedback from the major parties? Are they likely to give you something?
Look, we have seen, and we're very pleased to see announcements regarding building new homes. We really think that it is a great beginning, but more needs to be done. And the area that we would specifically like to see some clarity on is actually purpose-built specific homes for particularly vulnerable groups. So I think general affordable housing is a start, but I think we really would like to see more details about specific vulnerable groups being targeted.
Robin, I have to ask you this question because this is a question that, keeps coming back to people like us in radio. You know, why were you in a relationship for 37 years? Why didn't you leave sooner?
I hate that question.
I know you hate it, but
I really hate that question. Unless you've lived it, you just don't know. Fear. I've worked really hard over the past 5 years to make sure that my ex doesn't know where I am. Fear, it's also awareness, like a lot of people are not aware of the services that might be available, so they stay.
See, this is the thing, and while I'm absolutely totally sympathetic to what you're saying, some people on the outside say, you know, you're in an abusive relationship, you know, just walk away.
It isn't that easy.
No.
It's not.
And, you know, you can have family, other commitments, and, you know, you've got no source of income, nowhere to live. And, you know, your story, as Jen could no doubt attest to, is all too common.
Mm. And, Graham, I think that there is actually a bit of quite a lot of stigma around in terms of bringing forward, you know, having the open conversation and not feeling judged. And I think that that's why having these conversations is really, really important, and why, you know, everyone, I think, needs to be holding a really clear line around it's not the victims who are at fault here, it's the system. And as a system, we need to have a caring, compassionate society. And if we do that, we'll be recognising and assisting, and housing is one of those ways that we need to do that.
And Robin, the news for you just gets better. You're not in rental accommodation any longer?
No, I've managed to be able to get my own home. Move on with the help of all the organisations I've had. Move on, and I'm employed and, out of the rental market. So somebody else in need can now have that place that I occupied.
Robin, there's no doubt there are women in a similar situation to you that listening to this program in an abusive relationship. What would you tell them to do?
Oh, that's a hard one. It's never okay. And if you can get out, do get out. But if you can't, just try and stay as safe as you can.
Thank you for that, Robin. Jen, any final words?
Final words are really that we need more funding. We have solutions. They work. People like Robin can get back into contributing and caring and being out in the workforce. Robin's actually providing support to people with a disability now. So there are solutions. They do make a difference.
Jen, thank you for putting the case. And I'm sure anyone that's listening would be sympathetic to it. Let's hope it falls on sympathetic ears in the government and the possible government. All the best for the future.
Thank you, Graham.
Uniting SA's Jen Hall and Robin, who shared her story.
Thanks,
Robin,
Graham.
Thanks for coming and talking to us today.